Yo, what's up, guys? It's Spose. Welcome to the Spose Podcast, episode 26, I want to say. Maybe 27. Either way, play my theme song.
Oh, guys!
Welcome to the Spose Podcast. My name is Spose. This week, I'm going to do something a little different. Instead of giving you... I'm going to save my Kids See Ghosts review for next episode. And also, the Nas album came out, it premiered last night. It was supposed to be out today that I'm recording this, but then it didn't come out. So I'm waiting on the Nas album. So next week, maybe I'll double whammy those two. And I'm trying to secure a guest that I am super stoked to hopefully interview next episode. Either way, this episode, I wanted to give you guys something that... like I said, a little different, but last Sunday I got invited back to my old high school, Wells High School, to speak at the graduation. They've actually asked me a few times to go do the commencement address at graduation, but the first time they asked me was like 2012 or 13, and I just didn't feel like I was like old enough and like wise enough to give it, and then so I turned it down, and then another year they asked me maybe like 2014 or 15, and I was like... I asked for money. I was like, yeah, I'd love to do it, but what do you guys have for a budget? Because I need to get paid. Only because I want to kill it. I don't want to like throw together some speech on the way there. And so finally this year they asked me, and I was like, yo, I would love to do it. Can you pay me this much? And they were like, yep. So there we go. So I don't know if I've ever been so nervous in my life as to go, give this speech. I was just terrified, and only because it's not like being on stage where like you're in front, like even though it's like my old high school, I haven't been there in 14 years. Like I graduated in 2004, so it's like, that was a weird noise. I don't know if that came through in the podcast, but you never know. I didn't know how people were gonna receive it, and I didn't know how, I don't know, I'm always fighting the stigma of like rapper, white rapper, I don't know. So I was happy to get up there and dispel any sort of like preconceived notions about me, and get up and give a speech that I felt passionate about. And I wrote the speech in like 2 hours at Starbucks like Friday night before I gave it, but that was like my fourth time writing it. Like I spent like entire like 2 hours straight. I would dedicate every day that week to writing. And I did that just to get out all my ideas. And I was like, maybe I want to talk about this. Maybe I want to take it there. And it wasn't until like last Friday night where I had tried all these angles and I was like, this is where I want to take it. And so without further ado, I present to you my speech from this past Sunday at the Wells High School graduation in Wells, Maine. Enjoy.
Our commencement speaker this evening is Ryan Peters, better known by his stage name Spose. A 2004 Wells High School graduate, Spose is a successful rapper in the music industry with hits such as I'm Awesome. Spose is a perfect depiction of determination and dedication. So without further ado, here's Spose.
Thank you for calling One Hit Hits. I think I'm gonna wrap it up. I got what I came for. But I'm not even sure you need to hear my speech after those last two speeches. Give it up for them. Crushed it. So when you guys become old like me, Facebook pops up and tells you what you did 8 years ago or 9 years ago or 10 years ago. And today it popped up and told me that 8 years ago today, I was performing in Rochester, New York, in a minor league baseball stadium in front of 14,000 people. And I'm way more nervous today. I'm honored to speak specifically at the... It's kind of weird. I'm not going to look at you guys, I've decided, but I'm talking to you. Okay? So I'm looking at your moms, but it's to you. I'm honored to speak specifically today to the class of 2018 at Wells High School. This is a place where I learned and gained confidence in everything from doing music to writing, to learning how to advertise, to how to present ideas to people, to how to and not how not to talk to girls, and how to be a weirdo and turn that into money, and so much more. And so I'm super thankful, because Wells High School was a crucial incubator and enabler of all the skills I used later in life to become a professional musician. So I am super thankful and appreciative to have graduated from this school, and I'm even more thankful to be asked back to hopefully inspire and guide a new group of students to do way better than I did. Before I address these future legends, I want to explain who I am to the 95% of you who have no idea. My name is Ryan Peters. I graduated in the class of 2004. I am better known as the rapper Spose. I grew up right over here at 87 Sanford Road on 109, which I always pridefully refer to as the crappiest house in Wells. The guy who owns Joshua's bought it recently. Maybe his name's Joshua. And it looks way nicer now, but it looked pretty bad when I grew up. And I've been making music since I was there, since I was in sixth grade in Mrs. Dill's class at Wells Junior High in every spare moment. Since 2010, however, I have been super fortunate to be able to make music as my only job. I've released 8 albums. I have hits. I've released 5 mixtapes, countless music videos. I've toured the country a bunch of times. I just played in the United Kingdom this past fall. And the people in Scotland knew the words to my songs, and all these things are things I am very thankful for, and I don't take for granted. I'm also married to my perfect legendary wife, Christy, who teaches 5th grade in a galaxy 10 miles away known as Sanford. We somehow have 4 children, 3 girls. Our oldest daughter, Lily, is here today. Make some noise for Lily. We have 3 girls and a boy who are wonderful little treasures and have somehow yet to drive us completely insane. At Wells High School, I was president of my class freshman and junior year. I was the editor of the Wells Street Journal newspaper, the award-winning Wells Street Journal newspaper. I played soccer under Coach Pelequin very poorly. These days, I'm doing music as my job. I have a podcast called The Spose Podcast where I interview people. And last year I created an app called Spose the King of Maine, which you can download for free right now on any Android or Apple device whenever you get bored with my speech. Speech show. Do you guys want the good news or the bad news first? I'm just kidding, this isn't a democracy. Here's the good news. Some of you are going to nail this adult thing the first try. You're going to go to college. You're gonna graduate in 4 years. You're gonna find or create a career doing what you love. You're gonna marry some Instagram model, and you're gonna live happily ever after. If you're one of these amazing people, feel free. If you're one of these amazing people who have their crap together by age 22, congratulations. You don't need my advice. You're good. Shout out to your mom, your dad, your teachers. That's a wrap. It's the end of the speech for you. You guys take a nap. Here's the bad news. If you're part of the other 95% of the class of 2018, everything goes wrong in your 20s. But plot twist, there's more good news. I've got tons of advice to help you deal with the inevitable obstacles most of you will encounter. I want to give you some tricks and tips to help you to be happy amidst the chaos and uncertainty of adulthood. Life in America is made to be very top-heavy. On average, according to a Google search I did on my phone in the parking lot, Americans live for a little over 78 years. That's a long time. However, you're only really given instructions for the first quarter of that time. Go to school. Don't do heroin. Go to college. Don't drive drunk. Okay, here's some debt. Good luck. So when you reach 25 and you didn't graduate college, or you didn't become a millionaire or an Instagram model or an NBA star, and there's no instruction manual for how to proceed, don't worry, it's not the end of the world. In fact, it's only the end of the first quarter. Let's take a second to call a timeout here in the first quarter, and let's appreciate the moment, because this is awesome. You made it through the insecurities, the bullying, and the hormonal gymnastics of junior high. You made it through the euphoric highs and character-building lows of high school. You did your homework, you didn't die, and now you're here. You're about to be free of teachers, parents, free of restraint, and ready to take on the world. So everybody make some noise for the class of 2018. The cool part about the rest of your life is that there's nobody to supervise you or tell you what to do anymore. The bad part about the rest of your life is that there's nobody to supervise you or tell you what to do anymore. Some of you are better equipped to deal with this freedom than others. Some of you will falter, like I did, under the endless possibilities of your liberation. This may be shocking to hear, but some of you will not succeed initially. Some of you will let your vices get the best of you. You'll say yes too often. You'll make no sacrifices. You'll skip no parties. You'll leave college without a degree. Some of you will work jobs you don't like. Some of you will get arrested at UNH on the train tracks with some girls from Massachusetts you just met. Some of you will end up 23, simultaneously collecting unemployment and secretly working at Litchfield's delivering pizzas in January with a one-year-old daughter living in Sanford. Those last two were me, but they could be you too. Along the way, the sun might be shining and the seagulls might be squawking at Wells Harbor, but in the next 10 years, some of you will become angry, dejected, jealous, lazy, anxious, scared, or depressed. But that's okay, because all of those are natural side effects of your 20s and your 30s and your 40s. But I'm not 40 yet, but I'm just imagining that's what it's like. But none of these things are impossible to overcome. No matter where you find yourself at 25 or 35, there's still enough time to find success, peace, or happiness. You could literally play Fortnite at your mom's till you're 25, and the next time I see you, years later, oh, hey, wow, you're a doctor now, boom. Not saying that's a great strategy, but you get the point. Life is not as top-heavy as they make it seem. After all, you're here for 78-point-something years. So don't crush yourself with pressure to achieve all your dreams by 25, or give up too young, because if you play your cards right, you're going to be here till you're one of the old people who congregate at Wells McDonald's every morning at 6 a.m. with all their buddies who also survived. Are any of them here? You guys are my favorite. Hold that cane up, sir. Killing it. As Kendrick would say, hero. I have a song called Work in Progress about how, you guessed it, I'm a work in progress. I'm 32 years old, and I've achieved a lot of the things I set out to do, but I really feel like I've yet to accomplish some of my greatest accomplishments, and I really look forward to learning and getting better all the time. Next time you see me, I'll hopefully be a little bit smarter, hopefully a little bit better, and maybe even a little bit happier. There's a cliche quote that says that life is about the journey, not the destination. And like all cliche quotes, it's cliche because it's true. I want you to think of life not as a journey toward eventual happiness, but rather as a constant opportunity to feel happy. We always punt happiness down the line. Like, oh, I'll be happy when I go to college. I'll be happy when I get out of work, when I'm on vacation, when I lose 10 pounds, when I move to California, when I get 10,000 followers, etc. I want to remind you that those are self-imposed decisions to feel happy later, whenever at all possible, and remind yourself this throughout your 20s, feel happy right now. I want to talk about happiness. As I was sitting here listening to the, I think, Anya and Estelle speeches, I realized I don't really need to give this speech because you guys covered pretty much everything I'm going to cover, so the future is in good hands with you guys, and so I apologize if I'm retreading something that I already said, but I want to talk about happiness, but in order to do that, I think first, since it's America, we got to talk about money. Why did you go to school? These are rhetorical questions, don't answer them. Why did you go to school? Many of you are headed to go to college. Why are you going to college? To get a degree, to get a job, to get what? Money. Money is what we train you guys to go get, and money's cool. I like it. But I will tell you, one time I signed a record deal and a publishing deal, and I went from being literally having a negative in my bank account to having $200,000 all of a sudden, right? And this is what I've always dreamt of and wanted. And I spent that whole year on the verge of like an anxiety attack because of the pressure I put on myself and pressure from the record label and pressure from all the YouTube haters. I think I was happier when I was delivering pizzas at Litchfield's. They delivered pizzas for like a month. And then I heard my song on the radio for the first time, and I don't think I'd ever felt better in my life, you know? And so in that moment, my bank account was negative. And we're reminded perhaps too often that wealth does not equal peace or happiness. And I'm instantly reminded of Chester Bennington and just this week, Kate Spade or Anthony Bourdain. My grandpa, Don Peters, the legend himself, is 81. He's lived in Sanford for over 40 years, and he's never had fame or wealth. And yet every time I see him, he's smiling, laughing, mowing his lawn, watching the Red Sox, and splitting a Michelob Ultra with my grandma Pauline. So, class of 2018, you can aim for having a ton of money, but let's instead aim even further for happiness. For people who pay attention to the news, this is like Estelle's speech I'm giving you right now, and I just apparently ripped it off. For people who pay attention to the news, or who paid attention in history classes, or for people who possess empathy or Facebook, sometimes it can be difficult to be happy amidst all the suffering we see all the time. I've gone through times where I felt helpless, frustrated that I can't fix the horrors of the world. Every week there's mass violence ripping families apart, children gassed in Syria, a boy's turned to a child soldier in South Sudan, a boy in America is killed before he's a man, a girl in America is mistreated by a man in America, domestic abuse, child abuse, sexual assault, it'll drive you insane, right? It's driven me to anger and frustration many times, and I want to offer the only remedy I've found to cope with the gift and the curse of empathy in the face of ceaseless chaos of humankind, and that is thankfulness. Sorry if you were looking for a more exciting answer. I'm thankful to have not had to endure the pain or suffering I see on the news from the comfort of my iPhone on my couch. I'm thankful my son was not born in a country where he could become a child soldier. I'm thankful I've never been gassed, bombed, or shot, and I'm thankful for my freedom of speech, thought, and the freedom of the press to show me these atrocities so that I can feel thankful I've never had to survive one. I've never had to flee my home in the night because my village is under attack, but the Rohingya in Myanmar have to. I've never had to flee across the sea in a crowded lifeboat with my children, but people in Syria have to. And it would be the greatest insult to not appreciate that I've never had to flee my home with nothing but my loved ones, running from violence to a future uncertain. To do these people justice, you must be thankful to have what they don't, peace. You may not be able to save the world, or maybe you can, but you can definitely be thankful for this peace you've been fortunate enough to experience. Perspective and thankfulness are my weapons against anxiety and sadness. I'm thankful to be healthy, to have food, to have a roof, to have had a free education here at Wells High School. My children were born healthy. I'm not religious, but the term blessings seems appropriate to describe these gifts. I've got many blessings, and so do you. My grandma Pauline is religious, and she always told me to count my blessings, and grandma Pauline is always right, even when she's not. I always close out every concert with a song I wrote called Knocking on Wood. And I preface it, I don't use this language, but I preface it by saying, this is a song about appreciating the stuff you've got instead of being miserable about all the stuff you don't have. I'm not going to play that song right now, but it's on YouTube, and it sums up my entire arsenal against the creeping doubt, sadness, and darkness that can cripple adults and teenagers. Be thankful, appreciate what you got because somebody doesn't have it. For all the young women graduating today, make some noise for all the young women in class 2018. If I was to say that same thing in Nigeria, Ethiopia, or Pakistan, it would have been a lot quieter. Because A, they don't speak English. And B, girls aren't permitted education in those countries like they are here. Actually, according to the United Nations, this I looked up before the parking lot, there are 34 million school-age females alive right now without the opportunity to go to school. So if you're a female graduating high school today, there's a free blessing for you right there. Boom, chalk it up, you're winning. Before I get out of here, I want to offer a few pieces of advice to creatives, musicians, athletes, future leaders, entrepreneurs, or maybe anybody sitting in the audience. Musicians and artists, you're the only you. Instead of comparing yourself to everyone else, lamenting what they have, and attempting to replicate what they do, Focus instead on what is unique about you. Nobody else can tell your story as good as you. You're not going to be better at being Beyonce than Beyonce. You're not going to be better at being Lil Pump than Lil Pump. And you definitely can't out Post Malone Post Malone. But they can't be you. You can out you all of them. And don't copy what other people are doing and try to win a race that they already started. Find your own lane and win it that. Your story is good enough. And you're the only one who can tell it as good as you can. I always put this in a restaurant analogy. Like, if there's already two Taco Bells in town, don't open a rip-off Taco Bell next door with a different name and try to compete. Open a new restaurant that doesn't exist yet and succeed at that. I do love Taco Bell, however. My second piece of advice for creatives is you must be delusionally self-confident. You can still be self-conscious, you can still be anxious, you can still be all those things, but you must be convinced you will succeed. The odds of you succeeding at music or acting or filmmaking are so small that it's almost impossible. The odds of me being a professional musician for the past 8 years are tiny. However, I believed it was going to happen. Nobody else did, nobody else even had to. I have a song called All You Need Is You about this exact concept. You're the only one you need to believe in you at first. I could doubt you. I could tell you, I don't know, bro. Your parents, your friends, your competition, they can all doubt you. But you don't need us. You need to believe in you. Eventually, you can prove them wrong and win people over. But if you don't believe, nobody else is going to. Thirdly, you must work at it every day. This goes for athletes also. I wrote a song called I'm Awesome, which still pays for my Netflix, while I was waiting tables at Barnacle Billy's, etc. in Ogunquit. I sat on the steps to the second floor off the kitchen with my little waiter notebook, and I wrote while the table's food was cooking, between tables. I wrote every chance I got, and then after I worked a double, I drove up to Portland to do band practice for a gig I was doing the next night after another double. I don't say this to brag, I say this because it's the only way. You can take no days off. There's never been a day, even on vacation, that I haven't worked on pursuing this goal of being a professional musician. You gotta send an email, you gotta write a lyric, you gotta come up with an idea, you gotta do something. If you wanna succeed at your goal, you must put yourself in a position to succeed. If you let someone beat you because they're more talented, I totally understand that. If somebody beats you because they got lucky, we can accept that too. But you can't let them beat you because they outworked you. There's no excuse against this. If you really want it, no job, no unexpected kid when you're 22, no minor setback can hold you back. You gotta want it more than everyone, and you gotta work harder than everyone, and there is no shortcut. I'm sorry. My last piece of advice is about sacrifices. There are things we must give up in order to change our circumstances. If you're happy with the way things are, fine, awesome, change nothing. If you have goals you're pursuing and you don't like the way things are going, you must be prepared to make sacrifices. You must make changes. Athletes sacrifice comfort in the gym for success on the court or on the field. Politicians sacrifice anonymity and freedom from scrutiny to win office. Creatives must make some similar sacrifices. You might need to skip a party to record a song. You'll need to be willing to fail in order to be willing to succeed. You might need to sacrifice all your rent money on a given month sometime in your 20s to get that first album printed or to open your showcase or to pursue some other dream. Without sacrifices, there are few rewards, few changes. Step outside your comfort zone because nobody ever won a trophy from the comfort zone. That's the end of my rant. Thank you to the class of 2018 for having me, to formerly Mrs. Bergeron for having me. She's Mrs. Murphy now. She had to explain that when she sent me a Facebook message to invite me. I was like, I know who Miss Bergeron was. And thank you to Wells High School for giving me the tools I needed to pursue and achieve my dreams. Congratulations to all you guys who I didn't get to look at the whole speech. I'm repeating the same line. Congratulations to all today's graduates. Go out and make the world your friend. Go get them. Find peace. Be happy as often as possible. Realize you can do anything you can set your mind to. And go Celtics.
Wells Algonquin Community School District School Board Administration to the stage for the conferral of diplomas. School Board Chair Helena Ackerson, School Board Vice Chair Jason Bernard, Superintendent Jim Daly,